Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes. We have an hour of incredible electronic music ahead of us. My name is David Colombo Jenkins, and I'm joined by Tyson. Tyson, man, you're in an inspiring situation right now. Please tell me why you're in a car right now, and tell the listeners, more importantly, I already know.
All right, so about 2 months ago, I had a project that started in Switzerland. The show was a couple weeks ago, but the project week was 2 months ago, and then in between I stayed in Italy and I drove everywhere, and then I worked on a short film and it got fucking invited to fucking Cannes Film Festival, and of course I was gonna go.
Amazing.
But now I need to be in Netherlands tomorrow, so I left Cannes yesterday in my car. Like, doing this whole thing is like a solo road trip, which has been amazing. But I have to be at the American Embassy to pick up my visa on Wednesday morning. So I am driving like a madman to make it back to... I'm good in time and I'm sleeping and everything. But yeah, I'm in my car in Belgium on a hotspot recording this episode. And it feels a bit wild that I'm recording like this.
I love it.
I don't even have a microphone. I'm just speaking into my MacBook. But yeah, we're doing it.
Brilliant. This is DIY rawness. You're a man on the edge, and I love that. I tell you something else I love too. Forbidden Society. He's another man on the edge, and he's got a brand new album coming out really, really soon. Lonely Road. The sampler is out tomorrow. This is one of the tracks, Reaching Zero. This is the Trinist remix of Shibuya Pet Store. It's another remix from the new Resonant collection. This is Sardonic remixing Machine Gun. And I can actually tell you when this started to come about as well. I interviewed him. There's a great interview with him on my YouTube channel. And at the end of the conversation, after we finished, he said, "Do you think the Noisy would be up for a remix from me?" And I was like, "Well, all we can do is ask." Emailed Yap. The rest is history. And now we have this incredible remix of Machine Gun. Big up, Federico. This is amazing. Big up all Metlers as well. I know you're out there.
Yes, and we've got more music from Vision Recordings. This is Forbidden Society, and the track is called Wish.
Yes, yes. From the new album coming out very, very soon, Lonely Road. Jindrik, the whole album is absolutely amazing and a whole other level for the man. And now onto something brand new on Flex Out. This is Crack. I think that's how it's pronounced. It's got one of those weird kind of symbols in the middle of it. Is it an A? Is it an E? Who cares? This is wicked music. It's called Footprint and it's been remixed by Frequency. Big up Bertram.
Desire.
track is by American Dave.
Yes, Dave.
What? This has nothing to do with you, Welsh Dave.
No, nothing to do with me whatsoever. No. Except he's obviously cool because he's got a good name.
Yeah. Well, American Dave, you made it to Vision Radio. Congrats.
Yes.
Say hi to America.
Amazing. Go on, big up the Dave community.
Yeah. And big up all Americans that want peace and don't support, like, selling lots of weapons to foreign nations that then bomb innocent civilians with them.
Yes!
I have a problem with America these days. It's not very nice. But a lot of Americans want the right thing, so I don't blame Americans. And I don't blame American Dave.
Definitely not. Yeah, there's been some really interesting Dave action because there was, what was it called last week or something? I think it was called Rave My Dave, that was it, by Secret Tape and now American Dave. And I'm No Dave, introducing the next tune. This is Halogenics. Nice. It's called Untitled Emo and it's absolutely lush. This is from his debut album, Passions, which came out last month and is absolutely stunning. Love you, Lawrence.
Yes, big up, Lawrence. I'm kind of like, I'm really happy I was in Cannes last weekend, but I was supposed to be at the Vision night in Amsterdam, which was great. I heard I really, really liked the lineup for that. And yeah, I was really looking forward to going there, and then the film festival invitation happened and I was like, oh well, you know, shit. I'll miss the party. You know, I'm happy to be in Cannes, but I was kind of looking at that line and being like, I can't believe I'm missing this. So
did not really taste it.
It was nice to almost see you, Halogenics. Lawrence, I love you, bro, and I'll see you soon enough.
Actually, before you announce the next track, a little update on the new Vision show in Brighton on the 29th of June, which I'm playing. Ivy Lab, Bunshin and Rohan Holographic have also been added to the lineup in the last 24 hours as well and been announced. So even more cutting edge electronic music on the lineup. Speaking of cutting edge music, what have we got next, Mr. Tice?
Probably the best bassline on this episode. Yeah. This is Safe by Enta. And you said it reminds you of Hazard, and I agree. But me, it reminds me of like Ram Trilogy in the Molten Beats era. They had this kind of modulated square wave style of,
yes,
of bass lines that are like really iconic for me. They're really unique. And this reminds me of that, so
definitely tracks like Screamer, they kind of capture, they are like quintessential sound of kind of drum and bass of that era.
Oh no, Screamer is the end of that era. That is absolutely not what I'm talking about. That's also a very iconic track, but that is post that Molten Beats, because they weren't using normal Reese's, they were using more like grime sounding square wave bass. It's really cool. Anyway, go listen to Molten Beats by Ram Trilogy. It is a unique kind of capsule in time.
To enter now onto something very choppy and switchy and full of energy, and I know absolutely nothing about, so Rotate, please get in touch and let me know a little bit more about who you are and what you do, but I know what you sound like. Sound a bit like this. This is 156.
Yes. Big up Rotate. I love that kind of grimy UK drum pattern and style. I really like that.
Definitely.
Good execution on that.
Flashy.
Next up, we got a straight drum and bass roller. This is Get Lost by Rotor.
There's two words I hear in a combination very often.
Help somebody. Helping makes you really happy.
And I know that you'll face your destiny like a man.
So now we are about to get lost inside something a little bit slower and a little bit woozier and trippier. This is a new character coming through at the moment, Umbra. Not to be confused with the sports brand Umbro, obviously. I believe he's based in Cardiff. I've seen he was on Incursion Audio, but right now he's on Transparent. And this track is called 22.
Okay, which part of your body are your brain there? Take your finger and put it to me. Which part of your body is your brain?
Jamaica.
Music on Critical. This is Envy and Monty in Love.
Young lovers. Okay, so there's been some big changes in the... There's been some big news in the name change world. There isn't a world about name changes, but there is now. Hieroglyphics. Hieroglyphics has remixed his alias. He now operates under the name Two Swords, which is... I don't know if it's a reference to, but it kind of reminds me of a Two Lone Swordsman, like Andrew Weatherall and Radioactive Man. But anyway, it doesn't matter where he came from. It's a nice, sharp name and a nice, sharp sound. This is called Quasi Mediation, and it's with Hijinks.
Meditation.
Coder in the intro.
My Yemach of the week.
This is Sigil by Supper on 1K.
Yes, yes. Big up Dimitri at 1K. Big up. They're doing really, really interesting stuff. Yemach, etc.
Yes, the homie from Germany, the one like face. This is Blessed on his LP on Deadbeat.
Yes, out this Friday.
Yes, you heard that right. You heard that right. Face on Deadbeat.
Amazing.
Good stuff. Big up Florian.
Thank you.
me. Wow. The album is called Every Day and it's out on Friday. So now on to something new. Coming soon on Solvent. This is Invaders with a track called Switch. I come from an EP named Cold Shoulder, and so it was quite late last night when I was doing my research, so I decided to look into it. First, I need to know, Dutch people, do you have a phrase which is similar to cold shoulder? Like if someone gives you the cold shoulder, do you have anything like that? Do you know where it comes from or
no.
anything? Is there like a comparative one?
Not really.
No. Well, okay, well, I looked it up because I just thought it was like a physical thing. Like, you know, it actually just referred to like, you know, giving someone a good turning on someone. It actually comes back from medieval England. It was customary to give a guest a cold piece of meat from a shoulder of mutton or pork or beef or whatever. And that was the time that you had to leave. That was basically a polite way of saying, right, come on, off you fuck now. Go on, you've had your cold meat, now bugger off. I need to go to bed or do whatever you needed to do in medieval times. So there you go. That's where the term cold shoulder comes from.
This is from our friends of Saturate Records. This is Dance, great title, by Pulse.
We've been through some different styles and shapes and sizes in the last couple of tracks, and we've talked a lot as well. So I'm going to try and keep it sweet. This is Kilroy, a new Dutch producer coming through on Nympho's label, Love for Low Frequencies, which is absolutely killing at the moment. This is a real badass tune as well. This is called Skeptic, and I love everything about it. The percussion, the curmudgeonly bass line and stuff. I'm definitely going to be playing this out this summer. Big up, Kilroy.
We'll be right back.
Frank just told me that it was Kilroy's big goal to be played on Vision Radio. So congratulations, you made it.
God.
And now you've reached your goal. And now what? I remember that vividly from like reaching my goals, you know, having that release on Virus, for instance, when we released the Endgame there. It was a bit like, oh, and now what? And same with like releasing on Run Records. So I would advise, don't go into the now what, don't reset your goals. Just enjoy making music for the sake of making music and don't set higher ambitions, because if you keep chasing like the hamster wheel, at some point you'll burn out. And just really do it because you like working on the tunes and seeing the releases as a side effect. That would be my little piece of unsolicited advice. I don't know if it is worth anything. It's just something that jumped into my mind as I thought of how I used to really like shoot for goals like that, and that I don't do that anymore.
Hey man, it's the Vision Radio Reload. It's the reload. Yes. It is Split the Atom this time, and the remix, obviously, from the Resonance Collection. Loads of amazing remixes. Obviously, we played a couple at the start of the show. This is Zone, who I was chatting to on Instagram literally the other day. Manchester's finest. It was great to meet you when we did a Manchester Do with Hit and Run last September. I know he's sitting on loads of amazing, different kind of crazy fusions. This is one of them. This is all over the shop, and it's amazing. I love the energy of this, the way it twists and turns. Huge shouts to Zone and everybody who gets involved and votes for the reloads and all the rest of it as well. We love you, j'adore, etc. Let the peace stack on the tracks, we smack. Split the atom, four force man, let's live the tantrum. FP's noisier, it's the anthem. Two worlds we use for new war, new war for a new core. We erupt, explode, it's bare flames. Ways we trust when it's falls to the airway. Through age dawn, and we came to smash them. Yeah, blowing up floors, it's a chain reaction.
Ready for the...
So nice to hear those vocals again. That they were kind of premiered in Nicki Nair's remix, because yeah, we obviously didn't end up using them on the record version, and we didn't release the vocal version. And now in remix days, it's coming out. It's so fun. It's good to hear Ebo's voice again. Still miss him every day. Next up, we've got the continuous love relationship of dubstep producers and triplet timing. This is Local with Nah Man.
What? Nah Man.
Give to me.
That was Nah Man, to which I say yes man. And that was Born doing some very interesting bits on Night Mode. We've been playing a few of these tracks. This one's called Give It To Me.
Give it to me.
right. So we record these episodes on Zoom, and these Zooms time out after 40 minutes because we're cheapskates. So we're going to have to rush recording the last bit of the episode. This is Suspect Course by Azure on Stoic.
Vibes.
Seventh moment, Yuku. Big up Yuku. Also, I have to promote this. Of the same day of Vision Radio, I have my own radio station on SWU, on Bristol's SWU FM. And Koido is doing the whole guest mix because I was in Cannes and I couldn't do it. Big up Koido. I really love what he's coming up with. One of my favorite producers, like new producers at the moment. Big up.
Yeah, vibes.
Yeah.
We
okay.
Are
thank you. Bye. 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 Sorry. Rush. Rush. This is Sandworm. La Dame de Frostica. Bye. 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 Ciao.
This is a really vibes tune. See you all next week. Bye. Love you.
No, Dave.
You beat me to it.